This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
There, my little chickadees.
It's 7 after the hour. Wednesday, May 1st is upon us. Hello. Is that a, would that be considered, you think, in this day and age, referring to, we're not necessarily referring to Jennifer or Victoria or Kara as chickadees. Do you know who started that, ladies? Who is the person who used that first in a generic sort of sense, referring to young women as chickadees?
Purdue Farmers. Chicken farmers. I don't know.
This is how we bridge the generation gap. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the DJV program with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and Doug Steffen. Yes, we bridge the generation gap by me knowing answers to questions like that, and the young ladies do not.
Knowing answers to questions that nobody's asking.
Right. It is. Just make sure I don't overstep or step beyond a boundary here, because you never can tell these days what reference, what term is going to make somebody upset. W.C. Fields was an actor who came out of vaudeville, was in the talkies in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and he used to refer to Mae West and some of the other people he co-starred with as his little chickadees. So there you go. That's the answer to a question, as Kara said, that nobody is asking. So now, I have a question.
But you asked it, which was pretty good.
Yeah, right. Very exciting. All right, so let's get into this hour with a question that's on everybody's mind. And Jennifer, you get to answer, what's happening?
Well, this is a story out of Swarthmore University, where two fraternity chapters say they're closing their doors after allegations of racism, misogyny, and homophobic behavior against past members emerged in recent weeks. These accounts were included in documents from 2013 to 2016 that were leaked out to two campus publications earlier in the month. One of them is 117 pages long. It's called the Pi Psi Historical Archive, and it included rape jokes and racist, tropes as well among the pages of fraternity meeting minutes and scavenger hunt lists. The documents also included crude descriptions of sexual encounters and hazing references to another fraternity's rape attic and rape tunnel. The reports took over the campus at this Pennsylvania Liberal Arts College, Swarthmore University, and led students to stage a sit-in at the house. Protesters arrived Saturday with a list of demands, including one, dissolution of the Swarthmore chapters of Pi Psi and Delta Upsilon, the other group named in the documents. The fraternity said in a statement that it was not aware of any past members using the terms rape tunnel and rape attic at one point, despite those terms being attributed to the group in the documents. Protesters also wanted to see the building leases end, and they had Swarthmore grant that. So the fraternities are now out. They have no place to live. They're closing down. Protesters want the fraternity houses to go to groups that have been historically marginalized by fraternities, like students of color, disabled students, and LGBTQ students. This is, a chapter in this story that we haven't heard for a while, because there was a lot of attention in some of the wrongdoing and the culture that was going on at fraternities around the country about a year, maybe 2 years ago. I think we all spent some time talking about that. But to hear this story kind of rear its head again is disturbing. Obviously, I think the fraternity should have some time to explain itself, but that really hasn't been granted. It seems that there was just zero tolerance, and probably rightly so, for the types of jokes being made in these documents by the college, Swarthmore College. So
they have proof looking at the documents. It's not just
they have a
innuendo
document.
Or suggestion. They have a piece of paper that says, or has this info on it. Yes?
Well, it's a document that has that information on it. They don't know that there are real actions or that there were rape addicts in tunnels, but obviously you have to take those pretty seriously when you hear those kind of accusations mentioned in documents that are run by the fraternity itself. It's not like it was just someone outside of the fraternity who was making these accusations. It was actually a piece of their documents that existed.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a joke, it was a silly joke that caused the end of it.
Yeah, but under the circumstances, there is no room.
Can't assume that it is, right.
Yeah, there's no room for that sort of thing. And there really wasn't ever, but it was something that the good old boys got away with. And still there are some, I'm sure, listening to us right now, in fact, who think, yeah, it's okay, it's just in fun. Sorry, that doesn't cut it anymore. If, in fact, the charges of rape are to be proven, if it's going to go that far, then they belong in jail, these kids. So that's it. What else is there to say?
You know, I typically think of jokes as being funny, and it's not funny when, you know, a really high 25% of, you know, women on college campuses will be sexually assaulted or raped at some point, you know, and then so many people in fraternities or different, you know, athletic groups have been found guilty of rape. It's, you know, it's not funny when it's an actual statistic.
No, not at all. And why would someone think, what's the background of someone who does think that stuff is funny? Who thinks that stuff is
funny? Well, I don't know if we think that any of them think it's funny. It's either true or it was a stupid, sick joke is really the two possibilities that I could think of. And that caused the whole suspension of their fraternity program. So it's not just these two that lost their lease on the campus, but everything has been shut down for right now to see what's going on.
You mean all the Greeks?
Yeah.
Yeah. So could it be, as we examine this, that that's the same sort of thing that started the Jesse Smollett case? Just a bad joke? Any chance?
No.
Could have been a,
I don't
just
think
a
there's
bad
any similarity
joke?
There.
No, I'm not asking for similarity. I just wonder if, in fact, that everybody misunderstood his intentions and it was just
no,
a
he
bad
still
joke.
Says that he was attacked. He hasn't said that it was faked. He is sticking with his story that he was attacked and he has not wavered. So when he goes into court, when the city of Chicago sues him in a civil case because they want $130,000 back that they wasted on this false investigation, he's going to be on trial and he's going to have to, I don't think he can get criminal charges out of it, but he's going to have to figure out what his real story is. And I think he's just going to stick with it, that he was attacked and that there were two white guys, even though clearly we know those Nigerians are far from pale skinned. So I'm not sure how he's going to defend that story, but no, I think that there's just, I don't know what's going on with him. There's something very,
but
very
they
off.
Should have done is bring in Hank Voigt and the investigators to find the answer. You know who Hank Voigt is?
No.
Nobody is. Hank Voigt is the lead investigator on Chicago PD.
Well, they did renew Empire for fans who've been waiting. Yeah. They did renew it for season 6, but Jesse Smollett is out. So his characters
for now
disappear or maybe, yeah. I think they're probably trying to figure out what's going to happen with the civil case. They don't want to commit to having him gone or on the show until they know what's going to happen, which I think is smart.
Yeah.
The rest of the country wants to know what happened. We still don't really know. And if he faked the whole thing, what was the motivation? It didn't further his career. It's practically canceled his career.
You know, I don't really... I'm a member of the rest of the country, and I don't really care at all. I don't really care.
Well, I think a lot of people are very upset that he caused so much unrest and so much division. And he stirred the pot in such a horrific way with so many different groups. So if you don't care, that's fine. But most people, I think, do actually want to know why he really
what
did
I
this.
Find to be most compelling today is what's going on with Meghan Markle and Prince Harry's baby. What the heck? He looked at the royal website. Apparently, there was some information that was accidentally revealed about the baby's name. Nobody's watching that. Nobody's paying attention to that.
Well, if you looked at the tech report, it's in the tech report today.
I haven't looked
at it. So what's the name? What's the name that has been leaked out? Because to be honest, I don't know why. I don't care. I don't care that they're having a baby, and I don't care that they're doing it in secret. Yeah. Is that weird? I think I was more excited about Kate and William, which is weird because I like Harry better.
Well, I think it's... because they've been so secretive about it that people can't get as excited. I think what they need, they released a couple names, but they were all boy names, so I don't know if that means it's a boy. I think they already had the baby. She's having a home birth, so I don't think anyone's seen her in a couple days. They've got, like, a helicopter on standby in case she needs to go to the hospital, but I feel like she's been pregnant for 7 years, so she must have had the baby at this point, right?
Prince Dudley.
Could be. Although Harry's been out so much and doing other things, that I don't know that that was his plan. I think that they both said as soon as the baby arrives, they were just going to be holed up in the house, and that was it. So I don't know.
Well, maybe this is his first experience with a baby, and he realized he doesn't want to be home all the time.
Maybe he's a terrible father. We don't know.
Well, they filed for divorce. You didn't know that?
Oh, come on.
Oh, all right. The Democrats and the Republicans, or the president and the leaders of the House and old fossil Mitch McConnell, got together yesterday to come up with a plan to save our infrastructure. Ooh-hoo! How about that for working together? They want to, before next election cycle, make sure they get the unions on their side, because that's what this is all about. If you are not familiar with the discussion, they've reached a deal to move forward with a plan to overhaul our infrastructure, roadways, bridges, that sort of thing. Anybody who drives anywhere. Well, it needs it because it wasn't done right and isn't done right in the first place. You never, ever see any of this sort of thing going on in Europe, because the roads in Europe are made to last. They don't make them so that they will fall apart in 10 years or less. Look at all the repaving that goes on all around the country. I mean, this is getting down to the nitty-gritty. See if my theory doesn't make sense. When you really get down, and if you're a union guy, you don't want to hear this, but that's too bad. The product that comes out of the factories that actually make the asphalt, are the stuff that's being used, it's not just one kind of asphalt. You can make all kinds of different mixes, depending on how you put whatever the ingredients are into it. And the application is important. You see these machines all over the highways now that dig up the old surface, the asphalt, and then they lay down a couple of inches, and then they lay down a couple of more inches of asphalt. But it's the way that it's done, the fact that the unions, the construction unions, have such a stranglehold on the political process, and they all want to have the money. These huge PACs that come, that are created to get people elected so that they can favor union workers, that sort of thing. And what we do as a result is, what we get is substandard work. And the bridges are a perfect example. You don't see bridges with the paint chipping off of it if you drive around Europe. You don't, and they're many of them old bridges. But every time you go up and down any major highway in America, you see the bridges all rusty, the steel is chipped and stuff. That's just a...
Well, they're also structurally unsound.
Yeah, well, because they don't build them right.
Every state. Remember we did this story just a few weeks ago?
Yeah.
With the states with the worst, most
states?
Dangerous bridges.
Yeah, right. Yep. So, I'm not
looking
fooled
at you,
by
Pennsylvania.
This,
Pennsylvania had a lot.
Yeah.
Well... Yeah. I mean, so both Democrats and Republicans, except for Doug, agree that there are infrastructure problems across the country.
I don't disagree there are infrastructure problems.
Right, it's
I'm
how we get
focusing
there.
On how we get to these infrastructure problems. That's what I'm saying.
But I think it's kind of interesting to watch how people reacted to the fact that Trump and Schumer and Pelosi could actually reach a deal. They were giddy over it because it's $2 trillion. The question is, how do we pay for it? Is it going to be a federal gas tax? How are they going to get to that amount of $2 trillion? That's going to be pretty unpopular for both parties if it is a gas tax.
So in Massachusetts, we're dealing with the infrastructure here by considering... At the entrance to the state on any major road, you pay a toll. The only one toll road in Massachusetts is the Mass Pike. You pay a toll and you come in, but there are bunches of roads, major roads coming in and out of the state. And so from now, if they get what they want, they're going to charge you $2 every time you come into the state. How do you like that, boys and girls? 20 after the hour.
Trade Pros. Ferguson is committed to making business with us the easiest part of your day. Ferguson.com is designed to help run your business from the office to the job site by making your day-to-day activities easier with 24/7 account access, unmatched online inventory, and on-the-go account management. And with our Pro Plus customer loyalty program, you can earn points with every online purchase, redeemable for merchandise, event tickets, trips, and more. Sign up today at Ferguson.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
John Fogerty song. Fogerty is one of the people who was supposed to be in that Woodstock 50 performance on the festival side at the Old Farm, and now wasn't supposed to be on
the farm. No, the Watkins Glen. He's part of the Watkins Glen Speedway show.
Right.
There's two.
Speedway show.
Yeah.
So he found out that there may not be a Woodstock 50 at the same time most of us did when the financial backer for the festival announced other day that they were canceling the event. Fogerty says, I wouldn't want to speculate. I'm just a guy who plays guitar and is ready to show up. It's not my job to know about the selection of artists and permits, but this seems like a shame. At the same time, Fogerty, who attended a press conference announcing the event last month, admits there were a couple of ominous signs leading up to the announcement. They postponed announcing the tickets, and I remember reading a while ago, they didn't have some of the permits. That just kind of blew my mind. You'd think it would be the first thing that you do and not the last thing. You got the sense that there was some shakiness to the whole thing. But the first Woodstock happened more by people wishing for it to happen than any effort of great organization.
That's true.
Yeah. Fogerty and
didn't like
CCR.
Only 100 people had tickets for Woodstock and everyone else just jumped the fence?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Fogerty and Creedence Clearwater Revival played the original Woodstock in 69, even though they weren't included in the movie or the original soundtrack album. For Woodstock 50, Bogerty was planning to recreate the 11-song set that he played at the first one. He says that he was paid in advance, as far as I know. But the festival is off. He says he'll donate his fee to what he calls my favorite cause, which are military veterans. I'm from old-fashioned America. I hate to be paid for doing nothing, so I'll imagine donating it to a good cause would be the best use of the funds. Bogerty says he wishes the festival would be able to go ahead, saying, quote, it's not every day you get to go back to a 50-year reunion. He also added, for Woodstock 75, we can still all get together and sing Kumbaya. They should start working on getting the permits now. So as far as the organizers are concerned, they say that it is going to go on, despite the loss of this Japanese financial partner. In a statement, the co-founder Michael Lang and Woodstock LLC said that they are going to commit themselves to ensuring that the 50th anniversary of Woodstock is marked with a festival deserving of its iconic name and place. They said they continue, despite the announcement that this company was dropping out. It was originally supposed to be August 16th, 17th, and 18th, Watkins Glen, New York, at the racetrack, as Victoria mentioned. Bottom line is, it's going to be a Woodstock 50th anniversary festival, as there must be. It's going to be a blast. Jay-Z, Dead & Company, The Killers were announced as headliners of the concert series, take place about 115 miles northwest of the original site. Woodstock 50 is separated from an anniversary concert planned at the site. More than 80 artists, including, obviously, Fogerty, Miley Cyrus, Santana, The Imagine Dragons, Robert Plant, The Black Keys, Chance the Rapper, Janelle Monáe, are going to be performing at this... there are actually, I guess, three main stages at Watkins Glen. It's up in the Finger Lakes region, for those of you who don't know it. So, who thinks this is real, or is this so much hooey?
I would not buy tickets.
I would not buy tickets. They're not even on sale yet, so... Yeah. And they're $450 for general admission. That's a lot.
Yeah, I think it's wishful thinking on the part. For whatever the reason, I'm wondering whether this Japanese bank, or whoever it is called Dentsu, was ever really into this. Why would they be interested in backing something like this in America? Whether somebody's leg is being yanked here or not, but at any rate, it's kind of too bad. Maybe what they should do is combine the two deals, right? You think maybe combine them? 28 past the hour here on the DJV program.
How to meditate in 60 seconds. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Meditation is like exercise for your brain. It's extremely healthy for you. I only have 60 seconds to tell you how to do it right now, and I've already used some of those seconds up. So here are five quick tips. 1. Find a quiet place if you can. 2. Sit upright, because meditation is different than lounging. 3. Close your eyes so you minimize distractions. 4. Sit still, because it's said that a quiet body can produce a quiet mind. 5. Focus on taking slow, controlled breaths. Do not get upset with yourself if you have thoughts. Instead, just observe those thoughts with compassion. The real goal of meditation is to be present, so do your best to be present. Oh, and start with doing this for 2 minutes a day. When you feel comfortable with that, meditate longer. For more in-depth information on meditation, visit drchristianconti.com.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When a client calls, what do you want them to hear? Your personal voicemail?
Hey, you've reached Greg's cell phone. I'm away right now, obviously. Leave a message and maybe I'll get back to you.
Or something a little more buttoned up, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Thanks for calling Green Landscaping. To make an appointment, dial 1. For billing, dial 2. To speak with Greg Smith, dial 3.
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A letter that Special Counsel Robert Mueller wrote to Attorney General Bill Barr criticizing Barr for the way he summed up the 22-month Russia investigation.
Reports are that the letter penned in March has Mueller complaining that Barr's four-page memo to Congress, quote, did not fully capture the context, nature, and substance of his team's work. He also says Barr's characterization caused public confusion about critical aspects of the investigation. Barr is to appear today before the Senate Judiciary Panel to answer questions about how he handled the Mueller report. Several tornadoes touching down in Missouri yesterday and last night with several homes damaged or destroyed, but luckily no one was killed or seriously injured. Several North Texas counties are picking up after severe weather there swept through the area last night. And this is USA Radio News.
Pros know doing it right means buying in bulk to save yourself some time and save money, too. Lowe's can help by having the right quantities of the masonry supplies you use most in stock and ready to go when you are. And at the right prices, because you can get 30% off Sacrete or Quikrete 80 or 90-pound bags of concrete when you purchase a pallet or more every day. Save even more time ordering ahead online at lowesforpros.com, and our pro loaders will be ready to load you up so you can get back to the job site. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Brand and size varies by location. See Pro Desk for details.
O'Reilly. Restore your vehicle's lost power by cleaning your entire fuel system with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Right now, buy one bottle, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Keep your engine clean and improve performance with Chevron Techron Fuel System Cleaner. Buy one, get one free at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
The truth, the facts, everything is on the up and up here on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen with my merry band of three ladies who know what's going on. Jennifer Horn, very happy, merry. And Victoria Keelan, happy and merry. Kara Schillen, happy and merry. So what do we have to celebrate, Victoria?
Well, not really much, especially if you're in Venezuela, which we haven't talked about yet. But this is there was a coup staged yesterday, and officials who are loyal to Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said that they have essentially squashed this attempt at a coup. And this is it was led by opposition leader who also claims to be the interim president, Juan Guaido. And he has the support of the United States, of President Trump, of John Bolton, of Vice President Mike Pence, who actually tweeted his support yesterday. And lots of violence erupted, and it just seems like this is now all coming to a head. And obviously, we knew this was coming because you can't have people starving. And Maduro, up until very recently, was denying any of the aid that had come in, whether it was from other countries or through the Red Cross. And then finally, he started letting some of the supplies out to the people, but. You know, you saw this coming. How is a country going to function with two people claiming to be the president? So, the people loyal to Maduro basically blamed everyone who supported, including the United States, and name-checked Mike Pompeo, and they didn't mention President Trump, but they certainly went after the United States, saying that the media had essentially created this coup, and that the media was the one that.
The word coup in talking about this is just it's not right, and it's not your fault because that's how some media outlets are talking about it. But the truth is that this is not a coup. That Juan Guaido was actually duly elected in the country of Venezuela. The people had an election, he won, and it should be a peaceful transfer of power, and it hasn't been. If anybody's doing something wrong, then it's actually Nicolas Maduro who's refusing to leave office
and he's calling it a coup. He's the one who started that.
And the media picked up on it. CNN took a ton of heat yesterday because CNN's reporting they were calling it a coup. And we have to be sure that we're not calling it that, because Guaido was elected and he should be taking office, and Maduro won't leave. And according to Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, yesterday, I guess Maduro was going to go to Cuba. He was going to be given safe passage to Cuba and get out of Venezuela until Russia got involved. And Russia told him, don't leave.
Yep.
You should stay. And so for all the people who have been hawking Russia for the last couple of years, and I'd look at my congressman first on the list, Adam Schiff, where in the heck are you? Because if we're upset with Russia about something, this could be one of those things. And Russia needs to stay out of it. Russia needs to let this guy leave if he's going to leave. The bad, evil players here are Russia and Cuba, and they keep getting themselves involved in this situation. And at some point, the United States may be forced to use military presence, which is not what anybody wants to do. I don't think any of us here like the fact that the United States has to go in, knock people down, and nation build. And we don't want to have to do this. We want the people to fight for their country. And Russia and Cuba certainly are not helping matters by interfering.
How wouldn't we have to? Why would we? Because the people are dying.
I mean, it may be that
we have to. It's not our business, not our country. So if we, I'm not trying to parse words here, but I think if we go in, it's our choice to do it as it has been in any other place. I don't think we have to go anywhere. And in this circumstance, there's enough dice. And it's just all it is in the sense we're talking about Putin waving his wingo-wango around trying to be a big guy in the block. And in this hemisphere, he's not going to be able to do that. But it's just ways of creating chaos and upset and stirring the pot. It's just this guy, Maduro, and the people who have supported him have been like Alibaba and the 40 thieves. They're there for themselves to take as much out of the country. The guy that was there before Maduro was the same. The country has been poorly operated, run at the distress of its people for a long time. And it's because of support from countries like Russia that people get away with this sort of thing. Because Putin is a dictator, and he's never seen a dictator he didn't like. So the more dictators he has to keep him comfortable around the world, great. Let's see if we can stir the pot, more unrest. Meanwhile, the people in Russia are beginning to suffer, not as badly as the Venezuelans, but there's a lot of unrest in Russia. And it's fermented by this kind of stuff going on. And they get the news now. And by the way, who in the world, why would anybody pay any attention to CNN? They've become pretty much a lock, stock, and barrel paid subset of the Democratic National Committee and the Democrat. Why does anybody, unless you're a Democrat, I find them, at least at MSNBC, they kind of admit to what they're doing. At CNN, they don't. They try to come across as some legitimate news service, which is bogus bunkum, BS. So, at any rate, but I think that...
Well, CNN got taken off the air. Maduro ordered CNN off the air yesterday as a at the same time that an image of a video of an armored truck running into protesters, like mowing them down, and then they order the transmission to stop because they don't want the rest of the world to see. So, you know, and that's not the first time that CNN's been taken off the air there. They don't want anybody, because CNN will show all the stuff that, you know, that they don't want anyone to see.
If they're good, now the other side of legitimacy is if those things are going on, they ought to be aired. Are the other networks airing the same video that...
CNN had the rights to air it on CNN.
No, that video was everywhere. It was a video of these armored vehicles going into the crowd, and they ran over a couple people. And the reason CNN was removed is because it's the only one internationally who had a product in Venezuela. And so it's not necessarily about them trying to hide the story from the rest of the world. They wanted to hide it from the operatives who were using American news to try to plan their next rush into, or their next, you know, their next move, essentially. Okay. So they weren't necessarily taking it off because they didn't want us to see. They were taking it off because they didn't want the people to be using it strategically against them, because it's the people of Venezuela who are actually uprising in all of this with Guaido to take on Maduro. The military is starting to split, and some of them are Guaido, but most of them are still Maduro loyalists. So that
put them in a cage if they were MMA fighters and let them duke it out. Let's finish that off. In other international news, Indonesian officials say that over 270 election staff have died from fatigue-related illnesses.
This is the weirdest story.
It is. The world's largest single-day election took place the other day, the presidential and legislative elections taking place actually on the same day. 10 days later, officials report hundreds of staff dying, 1,800 sick, after helping with the election and counting millions of ballots.
This just sounds like this is not fatigue from stuffing ballots or counting ballots. This is some sort of infectious disease that has to be. 1,800 people? That's nuts.
Doesn't sound right.
So is that because somebody is interfering to try to influence the outcome? And do you think the Russians have a hand in this? Well, stranger things have happened under the circumstance. Now, one other international item here from Paris. Police warning the public about lead exposure after the Notre Dame fire. Police say large amounts of lead-filled dust may have spread to homes and businesses near the cathedral. Officials suggesting people around the cathedral ought to be cleaning the surfaces where the dust could have settled. Notre Dame was in the middle of that renovation, and a lot of the stuff that was in there when the roof collapsed was damaged. It's kind of like what happened after the collapse of the Twin Towers in New York City, in terms of the stuff you wouldn't want to be around. So, and lead poisoning, there's a lot of lead pipes from whatever, various construction circumstances. They used to use lead to line caskets and other caskets and buried in the walls and the floors of Notre Dame. So anyway, it's not I don't know that it's a danger to people who were there. I think it's people who live there, right? More than people who might just be tourists.
I don't know. Because obviously this is dust particles, so this gets in your lungs, and that can't be good for anybody. And there were a lot of people standing outside
watching,
holding vigil.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure. Yeah.
Today is May Day. May Day. What does it really mean? What is May Day all about? I guess it depends on who you ask. Celebration of spring, Christian holiday, day to honor workers.
I was always thinking it's a distress call,
Right. That was the other one. Yes. May Day, May Day, May Day.
Maybe that's spelled differently.
No, it's M-A-Y. No, it's the same spelling. Different countries.
Do we use a maypole? Do we use a maypole today?
Yes, you would. Today is a big day in Russia. May Day in Russia is very significant for the political
It's big in Scandinavian countries with the maypole and...
Right.
It's like in Denmark and stuff. It's like, this is like a huge holiday.
Here we have to wait for Cinco de Mayo to have...
margaritas.
The connection to fertility and rebirth is something, depending on your religious background or your country. 1960s era hippies had the right idea by wrestling May Day from the Soviets, the show of military might, Catholic Church's reverence to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Instead, they created a whole flower in your hair. You know that flower, who did that, mamas and papas? Flowers in your hair? Maypole, yeah, I think they did. So let's celebrate the rejuvenating power of nature's rebirth. As spring has sprung, the grass is riz. Don't you wonder where your best friend is? All right, you got it? Okay, can we move on now? ESPN, a little sports news here. Anybody watching the finals of the NBA, by the way? Mm-hmm. Is there nobody's paying attention, right?
We're into hockey, and that's about it.
Yeah, so who's doing what in the hockey world?
Well, we've been following the Islanders because that's my husband's favorite team. So they start up again tonight against Carolina. They're down 2-0 or down 0-2. So they've got to
Carolina's ahead.
Yep.
See, that's just not right. Why should Carolina even have a hockey team?
Well, they're the Hartford Whalers. Well, we used to call them the Hartford Failures, but yes, the Hartford Whalers have gone. They went down to North Carolina.
Did better down there than they did in Hartford.
A lot better, yep.
Speaking of Hartford, that's the home, or Bristol, Connecticut, actually, just outside of Hartford, the home of ESPN. And one of the things that they were known for was the magazine bearing their name, ending the print version in September, 21 years after it was launched. The magazine's demise announced to staff members yesterday. ESPN says the move will not involve any layoffs. Likely the handful of print circulation employees, and there are only a few of those, will be without jobs in September. ESPN says consumer habits are evolving rapidly. Duh, I'm surprised they still even have a magazine.
I didn't even know they did have a magazine at all.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, but who reads that stuff?
The body issue is a big one every year. I think they're still going to do that one. But
the body issue?
Yeah, that's where all the athletes
the swimsuit,
are naked.
Swimsuit? Yeah.
Well, they're naked.
Oh, yeah, I like that one. That's one of my favorites. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of the only one that sells. Tim Tebow, I think, was in it, right?
Yeah. Sure,
and Gronk, I think Gronk was, yep.
Yeah, all right. Okay. Has no meaning. I was never in it, so what's the big...
Well, there are women in it, too, Doug. There's something for you.
Oh, okay.
It's not just men.
Thank you. Jennifer, do you have something for us when it comes to the TV lineup for tonight?
I used to, but here I am. Sorry. I had to look for it for a minute because, you know, the cleaning lady was here. All right. Here we go. You ready?
Yeah.
Martha and Snoop are back. They've got their potluck party challenge on VH1, and it should be kind of fun tonight. They've got Octavia Spencer coming over along with Fergie. It's a Mother's Day spectacular on VH1.
Sounds like Martha and Marley Spoon. Maybe they should be providing them with some dinner options.
Maybe so. That's at 10 o'clock. And then Liberation Heroes, The Last Eyewitnesses. This is a documentary premiere on Discovery. This is a documentary timed to celebrate Holocaust Remembrance Day. And some of the vets connected to the past and present share their personal stories of liberation during World War II. You can check that out, Discovery, at 7 o'clock. On Bravo, a brand new series premiere of Best Room Wins. $25,000 will buy 50 armchairs at IKEA or a professionally designed room on Bravo's latest competition series. So you can check that out tonight at 10 o'clock. Also, the season premiere of Impossible Engineering Extreme Railroads. Why do I feel like you would watch that show, Dougie?
Extreme Railroads? Yeah.
See, I knew you would. You're like a kid, like in the toy train. On the networks tonight, ABC is all new with Goldberg, Schooled, Modern Family, and Whiskey Cavalier. That's new tonight at 10 o'clock. CBS, also new with Survivor, The Amazing Race, and SEAL Team. CW has new episode of Riverdale at 8, Jane the Virgin at 9. Fox has Empire, which has been renewed for another season. That's at 8 o'clock. Star is new at 9 as well. And then the big story tonight on all the networks is the 2019 Billboard Music Awards. Kelly Clarkson is hosting that. That's on NBC starting at 8 o'clock.
Here we are on the DJV program from the Martha Marley Spoon Studios. Be part of Martha's free taste test and get 3 free meals. Just text the word fork to 246-810. That's texting the word fork to 246-810. 3 free meals will be on their way to you.
Hi, my name is... is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Moving into Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. Here is Victoria Keelan, along with her faithful companion, radio companion, Doug Steffen. We are here to put technology in focus here. People, I am, I don't know anything about it. You know, I'm not a fan of the Game of Thrones. But I must have heard or had this conversation with 36 people in the last day or so. What happened? Why was the Sunday episode of Game of Thrones so dark? And they've come up with an explanation that seems rather bizarre, but I suppose maybe, does this make sense to you, Victoria?
Yes and no. So essentially what happened, this is what you're referring to, is Sunday night's episode of Game of Thrones, and it was a huge battle scene, and it was very, very dimly lit, and a lot of people are complaining about this. That's what everyone keeps saying. Why? Everyone felt, if you're a fan of the show, and I know Kara is, and my brother and sister-in-law love it, and they all said that they had to watch it again because they just felt like they missed most of it. And so the reason for it, apparently, cinematographer on the show, Fabian Wagner, says that there is a culprit to blame for the dimly lit episode, but it had nothing to do with him, the way he shot the episode, or the director. He says it was HBO's fault, and it was their compression that diminished the viewing experience, especially for viewers who streamed the episode. If you watched it on cable, I didn't watch it because I'm not a fan of the show, but if you watched it on cable, apparently it was still dark, but not as dark as if people who watched it on HBO streaming, like HBO Now, HBO Go, if you watch it on DirecTV Now, any of the streaming apps, apparently it was a lot darker even for those fans. So he said Game of Thrones has always been very dark and a very cinematic show, but he says he recommends that viewers watch it in a very dark place and do not watch it on a laptop or a cell phone. Well, that's there's a huge margin of audience here that watches on not necessarily cell phones, but on laptops and tablets. So that's not really great advice, and it doesn't help anybody who struggled through the settings. He also says that fans should tweak the settings on their TV before rewatching it. And he said even when, although a lot of tech experts are saying that the pixelation, which gives it that kind of blistery effect, was very evident apparently during Sunday night's episode, and even viewers who didn't mess with their TV settings, apparently they're likely to see better quality video the second time around they watch it because there's less of a demand on your internet service provider, which the more people watching, the more compressed it gets. So essentially, that's what the official word from the cinematographer is. He said his lighting and camera choices were made in consultation with the director, and as well as the creators, all of whom wanted the nighttime battle to look realistic, which basically means in the dark. And so he said, we tried to give the viewers and fans a cool episode to watch, and he said, I know it wasn't too dark because I shot it. So he's very humble. It ran 82 minutes long, and we're getting down to the final few episodes left of the series, and HBO had billed this as the biggest battle ever staged for the screen, but so many viewers said that the social media blew up with this, saying they just had way too much of a difficult time watching it. It was dark and blurry, and apparently except for a few blazes of fire from the dragons or the Red Witch, they said that was the only time they could really see anything. So I guess the answer is watch it again. Give it a second chance.
That'd go out with a whimper. The folks at Bloomberg are reporting today that sales of cell phones have hit a record low.
The Geek Out.
Last year was the first year I didn't upgrade my iPhone. Yes, since 2007, I've been a very good Apple lemming and paid to get the latest version, but I didn't last year because for the first time, I just didn't see the value, especially for a smartphone that now cost over $1,000. Now, turns out I'm not alone because Bloomberg reports that AT&T and Verizon both experienced record low smartphone sales last year. This is likely not just due to high prices, but also by a market that's waiting for the launch of 5G connectivity and the new devices that will be required to get those blazing speeds. So if you're on the cusp of needing a new smartphone, now's the time just to wait a little bit and see what happens. And of course, we'll keep you posted here at The Geek Out.
All right, let's find out what the story is behind that leak baby name fiasco, Kara. Victoria?
Buckingham Palace has denied that its website accidentally leaked potential royal baby names for Harry and Meghan's baby, Prince Arthur, Prince Alexander, and Prince James. All, when some fans typed in those names to search on the website, they all took you back to the site's main page, which means that there are pages set up for those names. They're just not live yet. And so Arthur and James are actually the top names that are chosen by the betting companies over in England. And so it's a possibility that they might have been right.
We don't want to take anything out of context here, for sure. Big stuff brewing over in Buckingham Palace, 59 after the...
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.